6. Last week at Amethyst. Near the end of the last week at Amethyst, Simon Zelotes brought to Jesus one Tehuma, a Persian doing business at Damascus. Tehuma had heard of Jesus and had come to Capernaum to see him. And there, learning that Jesus had gone with his apostles down the Jordan on the way to Jerusalem, he set out to find him. Andrew had presented Tehuma to Simon for instruction. Simon looked upon the Persian as a fire worshipper, although Tehuma took great pains to explain that fire was only the visible symbol of the pure and holy one. After talking with Jesus, the Persian signified his intention of remaining for several days to hear the teaching and listen to the preaching. When Simon Zelotes and Jesus were alone, Simon asked the Master, "Why is it that I could not persuade him? Why did he so resist me and so readily lend an ear to you?" Jesus answered, "Simon, Simon, how many times have I instructed you to refrain from all effort to take something out of the hearts of those who seek salvation? How often have I told you to labor only to put something into these hungry souls? Lead men into the kingdom, and the great and living truths of the kingdom will presently drive out all serious error. When you have presented to mortal man the good news that God is his Father, you can the easier persuade him that he is in reality a son of God. And having done that, you have brought the light of salvation to the one who sits in darkness. Simon, when the Son of Man came first to you, did he come denouncing Moses and the prophets and proclaiming a new and better way of life? No. I came not to take away that which you had from your forefathers, but to show you the perfected vision of that which your fathers saw only in part. Go then, Simon, teaching and preaching the kingdom, and when you have a man safely and securely within the kingdom, then is the time, when such a one shall come to you with inquiries, to impart instruction having to do with the progressive advancement of the soul within the divine kingdom." Simon was astonished at these words, but he did as Jesus had instructed him, and Tehuma, the Persian, was numbered among those who entered the kingdom. That night Jesus discoursed to the apostles on the new life in the kingdom. He said in part, "When you enter the kingdom, you are reborn. You cannot teach the deep things of the Spirit to those who have been born only of the flesh. First see that men are born of the Spirit before you seek to instruct them in the advanced ways of the Spirit. Do not undertake to show men the beauties of the temple until you have first taken them into the temple. Introduce men to God and as the sons of God before you discourse on the doctrines of the fatherhood of God and the sonship of men. Do not strive with men, always be patient. It is not your kingdom, you are only ambassadors. Simply go forth proclaiming, 'This is the kingdom of heaven, God is your Father and you are his sons,' and this good news, if you wholeheartedly believe it, is your eternal salvation." The apostles made great progress during the sojourn at Amethyst. But they were very much disappointed that Jesus would give them no suggestions about dealing with John's disciples. Even in the important matter of baptism, all that Jesus said was, "John did indeed baptize with water, but when you enter the kingdom of heaven, you shall be baptized with the Spirit."